الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها أربعة حرم ذلك الدين القيم وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الرجب شهر الله وشعبان شهر ورمضان شهر أمتي وكما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين Respected brothers, this is the first Friday of holy month of Rajab. As in this verse of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had mentioned إِنَّ عِدَّةَ الشُّهُورِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ 12 شَهْرًا فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ That verily, the numbers of the months of the year in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are 12. مِنْهَا أَرْبَعَةٌ حُرُمٌ Among these 12 months, the 4 months are very sacred and holy months. So ulama of Mufassireen explain these 4 months are Zulqa'dah, Zulhijjah, Muharram and this holy month of Rajabul Murajjab. What does it mean? Haram, Shahrul Haram. There are 2 meanings. One, in the olden days in Ayyamul Jahiliyyah, the Arabs tribes used to fight with each other throughout the year. So there was no safety and people used to come from around the globe to perform the Hajj in Ayyami Jahiliyyah as well because of the Kaabatullah was there. So they used to come start journey in Zulqa'dah, the month before month of Hajj, and during the month of Zulhijjah they used to perform the Hajj, and in Muharram they used to go back because there was no transportation like in today's time. They used to come by walking or on the camels and horses, etc. It used to take days and weeks and months to reach to destination and go back. So because of these 3 months continuously, one after the other, then they used to respect. This is what they decided. During these 3 months, we're not going to kill each other, we're not going to bloodshed, we're not going to fight with each other. We respect and honor these 3 months. So there will be safety and peace during this period, no bloodshed, no fear. So all those travelers, outsiders, visitors can peacefully come without any fear and they can perform the Hajj pilgrimage and they can go back safely. So because of this, during these 3 months, Zulqa'dah, Zulhijjah and Muharram, they used to cease fire. They never used to fight. Even they used to, you know, come in front of each other, the enemies, they just used to look down and walk away because they used to respect this is the holy month. I should not utter any bad word. I should not hit or attack on anyone. So even Ayyami Jahiliyyah, they used to respect these 3 months. And month of Rajab, same. This month of Zulhijjah, Zulqa'dah is the month of Hajj, Ayyamul Hajj. After 6 months, the seventh month of the Islamic calendar is month of Rajab. So in 7 months, normally they used to come for Umrah. In month of Rajab, they used to come for Umrah. After 6 months pass after Hajj, the second trip they used to do, the trip of Umrah, which used to take place normally in the month of Rajab. That's why, again, because of the safety of the travelers and to create the peace in the land, they used to cease fire in month of Rajab as well, and they used to stop fighting and killing each other. So these are the 4 months which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, and this is the sacredness and holiness of these months since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created heaven and earth, meaning from the beginning of the, you know, beginning of this population, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already decreed that these 4 months out of the 12 months of the year will be regarded sacred month. So this decision took place even way before the Quraysh was in existence and Saudi Arabia was as a country. Before that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created heaven and earth. There was no population, but from that time, these 4 months were regarded as auspicious and sacred month of the years. Second meaning, haram means ihtiram, respect, honor. Meaning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases his reward, his maghfirah, his mercy and rahmah, especially during these 3 and 4 months. Especially in these 4 months, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase his reward in sawab. So that's why all the believers should respect these days and these months. That's why in one of the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that Rajab is Shaharullah. The Rajab is month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa Sha'ban Shahri. And the Sha'ban is my month. And the Ramadan is month of my ummah. See how sequence. So this is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of 12 months, the whole year is created by Allah. But out of 12 months, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen and selected 1 month and said, this is my special month. I like this month of Rajab. What does it mean? If my servants will make ibadah during this month, will remember me, I will give him more rewards compared to the ordinary days and other months, because this is my special month, right? So this is the chosen and selected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's why we have to respect this holy month of Rajab. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has selected month of Sha'ban. That's why the Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, Zaid ibn Haritha radiallahu anha, they asked Rasulullah, because they observed that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam almost used to fast the whole month of Sha'ban. He used to fast the whole month of Sha'ban, most of the time. Sometimes he used to leave some days out of it, but mostly, generally, he used to fast the whole month of Ramadan. So out of curiosity, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that, ya Rasulullah, we all know Shahr Ramadan is the month in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made compulsory to fast. The fasting month is the month of Ramadan. And we all are fasting during the month of Ramadan. But we witness you, we observe you, you start fasting the month of Sha'ban. What's the wisdom, what's the reason behind it? So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to reply, I'm preparing myself to honor and to welcome the month of Ramadan. You know, if like in the sports, you see they take rehearsal, they practice before they go into the ring, before they go to the stadium. They practice before that. So they physically and mentally and spiritually, they are fit. When the time comes for the match or for the sport, they are all ready to do it in proper manner, because they already practice, they already rehearsal. Likewise, Rasulullah said, the holy month of Ramadan is such a great month I don't miss any moment of the holy month of Ramadan. That's why physically and mentally I'm preparing myself from beginning, from the whole month of Shaaban. So physically I'm getting used to of fasting, used to getting stay hungry and thirsty. And that's how when month of Ramadan come, I'm already fit for it. And that's how I can benefit maximum out of holy month of Ramadan. So that was the reason Hazrat Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam selected month of Shaaban as his special month to get ready to prepare for the holy month of Ramadan. And then he said, Ramadanu Shahru Ummati, that Ramadan is a special gift granted by Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala to my Ummah alone exclusively. Previous Ummah never had month of Ramadan. Yes, they used to fast, but in different months, in different days, Muharram, or in different days. When Israel used to fast on 10th of Muharram, Yawm Ashura, etc. But the whole month is a fasting month, and especially the month of Ramadan was not given to any other nation, any other Ummah before the Ummah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So we are those fortunate people that because of the Ummah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we have this great opportunity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has specially, exclusively granted this month of Ramadan for us, so Allah can forgive us, Allah can elevate our status in paradise. So he said, the month of Ramadan is the gift and a special month of my Ummah. Abu Bakr, one of the Sheikh, Ibn Rajab Hanbali, has written one of his book, the Sheikh Abu Bakr, Al-Warraq said, Shahru Rajab, Shahru Zara, wa Shahru Sha'ban, Shahru Saqi Zara, wa Shahru Ramadan, Shahru Hasadi Zara. He said that Rajab is the month of farming. You know, those people who do farming, farmers, they prepare the ground first, they make an effort on the ground, and they plow the seeds. So this month of Rajab is like plowing your seeds in the ground, farming. And the Shaaban is the month of watering and irrigating. After you put the your seeds in the ground, then you have to water it, you have to take care of it. So in the Shaaban, we start praying, increasing our salah, our tilawat of the Quran, zikrullah, etc. from the month of Rajab. And when the month of Shaaban comes, we increase more. Like we are watering the plant, we are watering our farm. And then in month of Ramadan, harvesting is ready. So month of Ramadan is a month of cultivating whatever we have plowed in the ground. So these are step by step. We start from the Rajab. By the time of Ramadan, our reward, our sawab, our ibadat are just done. It's ripe. It's just to cut it and just to collect it. So holy month of Ramadan, Allah's mercy is showering, and we just accumulate and just collect the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the month of Ramadan. Another example, Sheikh Abu Bakr has given in his book, that Shahru Rajab mithl al-rih, wa Sha'ban mithl al-ghais, wa Ramadan mithl al-qatar. That Rajab is like a cool breeze. Before the rain starts, the breeze comes. You can feel it is cool breeze. By feeling that cool breeze, we know the rain is going to come very soon. So month of Rajab is like a cool breeze. Shaaban is like a cloud. You can see the cloud, black cloud is coming on the sky horizon. And the Ramadan is like rainfall. You see? So Rajab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already granted us. Let us take advantage of it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened the masajid for us again, has given a second chance. You should not waste our time, our days and our nights in worldly affairs. We don't know what will happen next. They say they are talking now for second lockdown already. Some of the countries they're facing, it is going to be worse than first lockdown. So they are, before that comes, let's make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Come to the masjid, make our masjid alive with the ibadah, tilawat of the Quran, five time prayers. Alhamdulillah, we're praying five time prayers here, alhamdulillah. So Rajab is already started, we should fast. There is no specific hadith with regard to the special kind of fasting, But as usually Rasulullah used to fast 3 days, Ayyamul Bid, 13, 14, 15, we can fast that. In this month, the Mi'raj took place, is one of the great journey of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, also took place in month of Ramadan. There are some events like Hazrat Nuh Alayhi Salaam's ark was settled started after the flood was month of Rajab. The Ghazwat Tabuk, the Battle of Tabuk took place in month of Rajab. So there are some incidents, great incident took place during this month of Rajab. So this is the great month. This is the Shahrullah. This is the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us increase our ibadat and remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And especially this is the month of istighfar. We should do a lot of istighfar, make repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and make dua that may Allah give us long life, extend our lives, so we can witness the holy month of Ramadan and we can benefit from the mercy and the blessings during the month of Ramadan.